Good evening. I'm John Yang. It's been the second day of Operation Charlotte's Web. That's what the Department of Homeland Security is calling the surge of federal officers into Charlotte, North Carolina, to crack down on illegal immigration. Masked agents have made arrests outside businesses and on front yards of homes. One Honduran-born U.S. citizen was stopped twice yesterday. They smashed his car window, forced him out of the vehicle, and threw him to the ground. He was released only after he showed proof of his citizenship. In a Charlotte enclave of immigrant residents, hundreds protested the administration's expansion of raids into another city and state, both led by Democrats. Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino said Saturday was a record day with 81 arrests. Residents are bracing for more.
The impact it's having on us is that a lot of people are afraid to go outside. It's terrifying to pretty much know that at any moment a federal agent can just come out and abuse you just because of the way you look.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is sending home hundreds of National Guard troops that President Trump had deployed to Portland and Chicago. In Southern California, the forecast is for more rain today, but storms eased overnight, allowing officials to lift mandatory evacuation orders. Residents woke up to fallen trees and rising waters. The risk of mudslides persists, and officials urge people to drive slowly and be aware of debris. At least two deaths have been reported, and one child is still missing. The U.S. Navy's most advanced aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, arrived in the Caribbean today, marking the largest buildup of U.S. firepower in the region in generations. It comes just days after President Trump said he had sort of made up his mind about what he'll do in Venezuela. That raises questions about what's next in the region. Mr. Trump and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro are engaged in a war of words. And since September, the U.S. military has struck 21 boats in international waters as part of an anti-drug campaign. At least 80 people have been killed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 1,200 Ukrainian prisoners could soon be returning home. He says talks with Russia to resume prisoner exchanges are progressing. Overnight, Russian drones damaged Ukraine's energy infrastructure in Odessa, while Ukraine struck a major oil refinery in Russia's Samara region. In an Associated Press interview, Finnish President Alexander Stubb said he didn't expect a ceasefire anytime soon and urged Europe to maintain its support for Ukraine.
I'm not very optimistic about achieving a ceasefire or the beginning of peace negotiations, at least this year. I mean, perhaps if we get something going by February, March, that would be good.
Stubb also said President Trump and European leaders need to step up pressure on Russia to achieve peace. Chilean voters went to the polls today in the nation's polarized presidential election. They chose between four leading candidates who've been competing over who's the toughest on crime and immigration. Pre-election polls suggested there would be a December runoff, as none of them appeared likely to get the simple majority needed to win. The wild card is a surge of new voters. A new law makes voting mandatory, and eligible Chileans who don't vote are subject to fines of up to $100.